It's Monday, April 24th, 2017, at 1 p.m., and you are listening to King of the Ring Radio. King of the Ring Radio, where we take you out of the neutral corner and right smack dab into the middle of the combat sports world. I'm your host, Jordan Betancourt. Today on our show, we have with us wrestler Brian Rojas.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Hey, doing well, Brian. How about you?
Pretty good. Just solid. Just cool. Here chilling.
Cool. Sounds good. So, Brian, when you started wrestling, how old were you when you first got into the sport?
Oh, man. I started wrestling, I think, when I was like, officially organized. Just organized
when,
wrestling?
Not necessarily it, organized, just
I
when.
I think I was like around 10. But, you know, I've been wrestling with my little brother since I was like 5 or whatever. So, yeah, I would say 10.
About 10 years old?
Yeah, 10.
And they had a wrestling program at your elementary school?
I wouldn't say it was at my elementary school. It was more of it was in the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, nice.
In my local Boys and Girls Club, and they had all sorts of activities, and wrestling seemed like the most interesting one.
Did they have competitions with other clubs, or was
Yeah, it was they would take us around like to all these tournaments, all the way to like Nevada, downtown LA.
Oh, wow.
It was all over the place. So it was, you know, those were the type of tournaments. And I was only like 10, so yeah.
You get to see a lot of new places.
Yeah, it was. It's intimidating at first, I'm not going to lie. It's really intimidating.
Going into another group of kids' gym and like.
Yeah, and you know, there's always, they all have their little groups, and you know, when they see a newbie, they're just like, okay. Oh, you know, just chill over there.
And it's still that way in adulthood.
Yeah. They definitely have, like, you know, their little groups.
What high school did you wrestle for?
I wrestled for Reseda High School. Yeah.
And how many years did you wrestle at Reseda?
I did it all 4 years. It's at my senior year. I would say, like, in the beginning of the season, I fractured my ribs. And then from there, once I got back, first it was my ankle that I twisted, and it was horrible. I was out for like a week or like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Was this injury in a match or was it during practice?
Yeah,
or?
It was in a match. It was in, well, no, the ankle one was in practice.
Ankle
but
was
the,
in practice.
Then after I came back, it was the rib injury was in a match. Yeah.
How many ribs?
It was just this one right here, the bottom right.
Oh,
here.
The short rib on your left
horrible.
Flank. Yeah, that does not sound like fun.
No, it was horrible.
What weight classes did you compete at?
Well, there was a couple because I was never really disciplined with my food.
Right.
So I would go for, I started my freshman year, I started off in the 130s. And then sophomore year, I joined football and I gained some weight. So from 130s, I went to like 150s.
Wow, that's a pretty sizable.
Yeah,
jump.
It was mostly like, it wasn't too much fat. It was like,
it was football, weight.
And then from there, junior year was like 160s, 170s. Same thing with senior year.
What weight would you say that you were most effective at?
I would say 140s.
The 140s?
Yeah, those were like, it was light and I was quicker. Yeah.
And you mentioned that the weight cutting process was difficult for you.
Oh yeah, man. It was, I wouldn't say just for me, it was for a lot of people. Are you kidding me? We would go from, there were days where we'd go and practice with like a bunch of sweaters, like probably like 5 layers of thick sweaters. And to top it off, we would wear a trash bag.
Like a sauna suit.
Yeah. And we would just run around the mat. And our coach would also turn on the heater. So, you know, add more insult to injury, right?
Put it up to like 103 degrees.
Who knows how hot it was. It was just, I just knew it was really hot. I thought I was going to throw up any moment.
Just not fun.
It was horrible. Not fun at all.
Do you have any really good weight cutting stories, like last minute? Oh, man, I need to make 132. I'm sitting at 133.5 right now.
Yeah, that's a lot. I have a lot of those.
Let's see.
The one that was the most funniest? Oh, yeah. It was, I believe, my sophomore year. I was, we were getting to wrestle San Fernando. San Fernando High School, they're a powerhouse in the valley. And we were right there. Everybody was weighing in. Before the official weigh-ins, we would weigh each other to see, okay, you're on weight. And I was on weight. No, I was off weight for like maybe 0.2 like ounces. It was like, oh my God, nothing. What am I going to do?
And you shave your head. Maybe that put you on weight.
And but here's the thing that was very, that killed me. Before those weigh-ins, I was running around, drinking water, running around. But there was my problem. That was the problem. I was drinking water. And those 0.2, it was horrible. And I was still running around. I was running around the whole trash bags and everything. And I got in there. I was still not on weight. So I had to bump up from like 140s to 152.
All the way from the one.
Yeah,
because so from 140 to 152.
Yeah, because it goes by like 140 and 152. So it was like a 10-pound difference.
And you still competed that day.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't go so well, but oh my God, it was a tough one.
But you still did it.
I still did it, yeah.
What does a typical diet, when you were wrestling, what did your diet consist of?
Well, let's see. Breakfast, it would be a rice cake.
Just one rice cake.
One rice cake. Yeah. A lunch, a rice cake. Dinner, a rice cake. Well, actually, no. Dinner was, you know, it was half a rice cake and maybe some water, and you're good to go. That was like, that's if, you're desperate to cut weight for like, I don't know, it's like maybe a week before. But if you want to like, you know, if you want to have like a more consistent diet, I would say broccoli, chicken breast, rice, and that's about it, pretty much, for the whole season. Not just for like the week, but the whole season. There would be wrestlers who they would just eat all that for the, like maybe like 5 months that the season lasted, and it was horrible.
Are there any supplements that you would recommend to our listeners?
Supplements, I wouldn't say they're not the healthiest advice, but I took water pills.
Water pills.
Yeah, those are horrible.
What do they call them? Star caps?
I'm not sure. No, they're just water pills. It's one of those pills that like you drink it. I mean, you take it and you start, you like flush out all the excess water you have. And those are, they dehydrate it really bad. I remember I took 3 all in one go because I was desperate just to go. And I was like, at the end, I was like, oh my God. I was, you know, going to the bathroom so much. But I still made weight. You know, it's all good.
And that's what counts in the
end. No, what counts is if you want or not. So
That counts too. Yeah. What would you say are the most important skills to have in wrestling?
The most important skills. Well, you know, they say skill is triumphs strength. If you have skill, you're good. I would say the most important skill, like a move or just...
Just an overall attribute, whether it be your agility, like you had mentioned, physical strength, cardiovascular endurance, mental stamina.
Oh, yeah. Mental stamina. That's like the top. It's the top one. I would put mental stamina first, and then I put agility and then quickness. Those are like, if you have all those three, even if you don't have strength, if you're not the strongest, you know, person in the team, if you have those three things, you're going to be a beast. You're going to be a monster.
Strength would be a distant fourth.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have strength, you know, because there's other ways you could be someone that has a lot of strength. Because, you know, most of the time, if you're quick, they won't be able to get you as bad.
Right.
But I believe mental toughness is the top one. It's one of those things where you're... mental toughness for as in like anything, when you're going in the match and you see this guy that's way bigger than you and you're just like, oh man, you know, you see one of those cut up guys
to compete at 142. Yeah, like you had to go to 150.
Yeah. And I wrestled varsity all 4 years. So I was just a freshman, like 14, 15 years old, going up against seniors, juniors that were like 17, 18 years old. So it was very intimidating, but at the end of the day, me being intimidated wasn't going to be, they weren't going to go easy on me. They weren't just going to say, oh, okay, you're intimidated. Okay, just go over there. They could, but it's most likely saying, okay, you know what? You don't want to wrestle. So just don't even bother coming to practice anymore. So mental toughness, you know, you're going in there, guys that are even taller than you too. Like I'm only 5'5" And some of these guys were like 6'2". I was like, you know.
In your same weight division.
Yeah, well. Same weight division. They were like skinny. Like they were like fit and everything. But yeah. And when you go up in there, you're in the ring. I mean, in the circle, in the mat. You're going in. And these guys, before the match starts, you give the handshake. And some of these guys are strong. So it's like, oh my God. But at the end of the day, mental toughness. Mental, you need that to like get out of these holds, push through. If you're down by 1 point, 2 points, mental toughness. It's all about how much you want it. It's not about how fit you are. It's not about how good you are. It's about how bad you want it.
And that must have helped push you through when you had your injuries that you suffered to still compete with them or to recover in time.
Yeah, I mean, when I had my ankle injury, I'd still push through it. So I didn't. Technically, 3 weeks wasn't enough for my ankle to heal, but I still pushed through it because, you know, it's what I like. But with the rib injury, it was one of those where I still wanted, as much as I wanted to keep going, I just couldn't because of the pain was so sharp. So yeah, it was my mental toughness, I guess, wouldn't allow me.
Do you have any long-term injuries that linger from the sport?
Not from wrestling, to tell you the truth, but it was from football.
From football.
Yeah, that was the only injury that probably still messes me up. Like, it doesn't hurt anymore, but on my left knee, you could like move this little bone here, and it's like, you know, it's a little weird.
That does sound pretty weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Did that happen in a game? Was that in practice?
No, that was a game, yeah.
It was a game?
Yeah, it was a game.
Just, you got hit and your leg turned wrong and...
It was kind of funny, though, because it was by my own teammate.
Oh, so yeah. What, a lineman rolled into you, or...?
I was a linebacker in one of the D-lines. The quarterback, you know how the quarterback sometimes starts scrambling? So the quarterback was going to scramble and we were going to do the option, or I don't know what he was going to do, but he was running towards me. So I was going to, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go for it. And next thing I know, I'm like, I'm doing a flip in the air. It was one of my own team. It was from the D-line. And next thing you know, I can't get up. I thought it was broken, but thankfully it wasn't.
Oh, that's definitely good. Was that the end of your football playing days, that injury?
I would say, yeah, because wrestling season started like 2 weeks after. So I was like, you know what, I'm not gonna risk another injury. So I'm just gonna lay easy right now for wrestling, because wrestling was my primary sport.
Your bread and butter.
Yeah.
Your bagel and butter.
Yeah, my bagel and butter, yeah. It was one of those sports that I was comfortable with.
What was your proudest moment as a wrestler?
As a wrestler, there's a lot. I believe it was against San Fernando. Yeah,
against San Fernando.
It was junior year. We were going in there. It was, I would put it as my top because my whole family went to San Fernando, and
they had all attended high school at San Fernando.
Yeah, they all attended that school, and they all showed up. So it was a lot of pressure as well to, like, you know, do good. And it was, I was going and giving it my best, going in there aggressive and tough. And yeah, it wasn't an easy match. It was a tough one, but at the end, it all came out good. The results were, I was proud of the results. Yeah. So I would say that was one of my proudest moments, also because there was all, like, I did the suplex really good. So I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't think, like, it even sound, I saw the video, like, after, you could hear the bam. It sounded brutal. So you could hear everybody go, ooh.
Wow. It's like a German suplex, like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
In front of your whole family, too.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Could have went one of two ways. You got the folks watching, and if it doesn't go good, it's compounded.
Yeah.
But.
And I didn't really, and it's one of those things, because my coach tells me, practice moves, then instead of becoming a thing that you have to think about, it's just second nature. It was happening so quick, I didn't even think about it. It was the first thing that came, like, it was the first instinct I had, just do it. Because it was right there, like, everything was set up, and boom, it was right there. And I couldn't hear anybody, I couldn't hear any noise, because of, like, all the adrenaline going on. Until after, I'm like, wow, people were screaming that loud? But yeah, that was solid.
Wow. So, from my understanding, Brian, You're currently in the process of producing a documentary about the mental health benefits of running. The reason why I bring this up is because, from what I understand, in wrestling, running is a very important method of your training. Like, how many miles would they have you run?
Oh man, we had two types of running. We had the sprinting, which were even those are worse.
That's the worst. That's worse than going out and running.
Yeah, and then there where we would condition, we would go from over here at Reseda View. We would go from Reseda High School all the way up Lindley, and then cross Ventura and just go straight up the Reseda Mountain. And I would say it was like a solid 7 miles, six, 7 miles. That one was tough.
And this is three times a week, four times a week?
It was it was actually during the weekend, so Saturday and Sunday, early in the morning.
So like 4 a.m, 5 a.m?
Yeah, we were talking about like 3 a.m, 4, yeah.
So could you describe to us a little bit about the documentary, about running? Because at first it doesn't sound like a good thing going out to run 6 or 7 miles, but there are some mental health benefits to it.
Yeah, the whole running thing, it gives you much more than just conditioning. I believe that's where the mental toughness starts. Because a lot of people say, oh, you need mental toughness, but where you get mental toughness?
Right.
It's just like a muscle. Okay, you got to be strong. Okay, how do you gain strength? By lifting, right? Working that muscle. And your brain, your mind is a muscle. Your whole mental is a muscle. And when you do running, it's pushing you through limits. It's pushing you to your limits that you didn't even know you had. It's sometimes you would run uphill, like it wasn't just like a few like 5 minute running to the hill. It was like we were talking about like 3 miles up, just hill. And you can't. And our coach wouldn't make us. He wouldn't let us walk. It was just running.
No water breaks.
No water breaks. There would be water breaks, but
when you were done.
No, there was like probably like every so often, but there was no water breaks. He didn't do it because he was trying to torture us. He was doing it more in the sense of, you know, you need to get that mental toughness in, because you know when you're hydrated and you're running, you know you're good. But when you don't have water and you're just like, oh my God, you're breathing heavy. That's where the mental toughness starts kicking in. It's like, okay, you got two options right now. You could just quit and go home, call it a day, but will you be proud of yourself that night when you go to sleep? Or you could keep going, just tough it out, grind it out, and reach to the top, and you have something, you have something proud of yourself at that night. And the water, the reward, our reward was water. Once we got it, that was our reward, and it would just taste amazing. You know, it would have like the victory water, we would call it.
Better than any steak dinner you could have.
Yeah.
Just a couple glasses of ice water.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, yeah. So I believe running is one of those things that it sets you up for mental toughness. Yeah.
Probably would save a lot of kids some expensive therapist costs too if they just start running instead.
Yeah, I mean, my dad, he's a runner. And he's done, like, I want to say 15 marathons already. And he says it's a big stress reliever. You're just running. You don't have all your stresses from work or whatever. It's just, you leave it out. You're just running.
It's just gone. Just leave it on the road.
Yeah.
Brian, do you have any plans of competing at the collegiate level for wrestling?
Well, after my rib injury, it was kind of tough to, like, you know, get back in there because I lost a lot of conditioning. But I would find, if I found the opportunity, I would take it. You know, it wouldn't be easy getting my whole conditioning back again. But if I find an opportunity, I would definitely just take it.
You're a student here at Pierce. If I'm not mistaken, they do not offer a wrestling program here.
Unfortunately,
at Pierce.
They don't.
Is wrestling the first martial art that you've trained in?
Yeah, it was actually the only one.
The only one.
Yeah.
That leads me to my next question then, Brian. In the world of mixed martial arts, wrestling is often regarded as the very best base to have for getting into the sport. Therefore, with your background in wrestling, would you consider one day taking up mixed martial arts?
Well, I mean,
having that base.
Wrestling. If you know wrestling, then every other martial art, it's gonna be, I wouldn't say a cakewalk, but it would be a lot easier. Yeah, you know, because you got the fundamentals, how to, you know, take down someone, how to throw someone. So, I did, for a short moment, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So, and the thing about, it was kind of difficult at first because as a wrestler, you're trained to not have your back on the mat. And right here in Jiu-Jitsu, it's like you're on your back most of the time. So it was a tough one.
It's like apples and oranges.
Yeah.
What would you say was the biggest challenge to sticking to your training schedule when you were wrestling?
It would mostly be work. I mean, school. Yeah, school would be my biggest challenge because I had the option of either doing homework or practice. Yeah. So.
And you had to maintain a certain.
I had to maintain grades to do wrestling. So.
Otherwise, you couldn't compete.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular wrestler that you really admired or modeled yourself after?
I saw this guy. I forgot his name. But there's this other guy. His name is Jordan Burroughs.
I'm familiar with him, yes.
He's really good. He's won some medals in the Olympic level.
Is he 165 pounds?
150s, I think.
150s.
Yeah. He was in there. I've seen him wrestle. He's pretty good. He's like, you know, very shifty guy. He could do it all. He could take you down from top, bottom, on the ground, anything. He has like a whole arsenal full of moves. Yeah.
He, if I'm not mistaken, declined an opportunity to compete in mixed martial arts. He just, for whatever reason, doesn't want to do it. He just wants to focus on wrestling because they think he would be a monster.
Yeah.
You know, at that.
I believe so, but if we're gonna talk about my favorite fighter, I think it'd be Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
That guy is like an absolute monster. He doesn't give an F about what people think about him. What he just doing his own thing. I feel like he has the whole fighter mold, you know, tough, aggressive.
And his showmanship. The guy is like a professional wrestler with that. Like he makes you like interested in the events.
Yeah. I've seen him fight. It's like he has a lot of wrestling. There's a lot of wrestling in his fighting.
Brian, before we go, what advice would you give to anybody who's looking into training in martial arts, whether it be wrestling, boxing, or any other combat sport?
Take it. You got to take it. That's the best advice I could give you. Just take it because it's a life changer. You're gonna see life a whole new way.
Brian, it's a pleasure having you on the program.
Thanks, pleasure too.
Be sure to turn into the next episode of King of the Ring Radio. For KPCRadio.com, this is Jordan Betancourt signing off.